Filmmaker Todd Solondz has a new movie opening this weekend, news that will bring cheers from some of his fans and strike fear into the hearts of others. That controversial satirist burst onto the scene in 1995 with his dark and painfully honest film, Welcome to the Dollhouse. In it, the director introduced audiences to Dawn Wiener, an awkward preteen struggling to make it through junior high school. The character became almost as much of a cult figure as her creator, and Dawn's presence is felt in the new film, Palindromes. Andrea Shea reports.
Dawn Wiener is 11 years old and wants nothing more than to be popular and to be loved.
Oh, Dawn, you're the best daughter a mother could have. I love you so much.
I love you, Dawn.
Me too.
That's just a fantasy. This is her reality.
Why do you hate me?
Because you're ugly.
If you look up outcast in the dictionary, you'll see Dawn Wiener.
Renee Graham writes about pop culture for the Boston Globe.
She's nerdy, she's dweeby, she has an overbite, she wears the absolutely worst clothes you've ever seen, she has horrible glasses. She's a geek, but she's a geek with attitude. She stands up for herself. She fights for other kids who get bullied, which is pretty extraordinary.
Are you all right, Troy?
Leave me alone, Wiener dog.
Despite the fact that just about everyone in the film despised her, audiences adored Dawn. Director Todd Solondz seemed to have a particular empathy for the character. In fact, a few years ago, Graham interviewed the director and remembers thinking,
"Oh my God, he is Dawn Wiener."
Solondz predictably denies that and says he was surprised by fans' reactions, which included countless letters and websites extolling Dawn's virtues.
Well, first of all, I have to say it's a mystery to me how a character can take on a certain life. It's not something you can plan. This is the story of a young girl, a very troubled girl, who had some rough knocks. And I think that few people who have experienced anything similar to what Dawn experienced can forget the pain of that time of life.
Solondz apparently can't and hoped to revive Dawn in his new film, Palindromes, along with her brother. Matthew Faber, the actor who played Mark Wiener, was happy to bring his nerdy ninth grader back to life.
When you do a character, usually you do it once and you finish it and you go home and that's it. Really rarely does an actor get a chance to go back and sort of discover it all over again and get a chance to walk in those shoes for any amount of time.
But Heather Matarazzo, the actress who played Dawn Wiener so convincingly, wants nothing to do with her former character's shoes or stretch pants or dorky glasses. She, like Dawn, was 11 years old in Welcome to the Dollhouse and says being a cult figure at such a tender age was pretty traumatic. In Hollywood, Matarazzo was typecast as a geek, and people everywhere else were always surprised to see that she was nothing like Dawn.
They'd be like, "Wow, you're actually pretty," or, "Wow, you're not as heavy as I thought you'd be." And some people were just mean and would just call me Wiener Dog as I walked down the street, but weren't very nice about it. But people can still come up to me and be like, "You know, that was my life, and that movie changed my life."
For years, Matarazzo shunned the stigma of Dawn Wiener, even refusing to talk about her. But now that she's older, she's 22, she recognizes how important the character has been for her career. But the actress resisted when Todd Solondz asked her to reprise the role in his last movie, Storytelling, and again in his new film.
I begged her. I pleaded with her. But she refused me. She did not want to play this character again.
And so the provocative director dreamed up a morbid solution.
It was very sad for me because I didn't want Dawn to die. I wanted her to live on. So this was my way, I suppose, of accepting this reality. I would love to have enabled Dawn to develop and grow in different ways, but... Well, life, things happen in unpredictable, sometimes very sad ways.
Actress Heather Matarazzo thinks Solondz's decision to bury Dawn is tragic but hysterical.
I should, like, get a T-shirt made that says, "Dawn Wiener's dead, good riddance." But it's his character, you know? He created Dawn Wiener, so if he wants to kill her, by all means, go ahead. I have no say. But... it's bittersweet, I guess, you know what I mean? I don't know, I guess Dawn Wiener for me will always be alive and well in my mind.
For many fans, the ghost of Dawn will hover over palindromes, but director Todd Solondz insists it's not a sequel. He says Dawn's death simply serves as a launching pad for a very different story. This one focuses on a 13-year-old girl who happens to be Dawn Wiener's cousin. And since Solondz couldn't get Matarazzo, the character is played by 7 different actresses and an actor. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.